You're listening to the Douglas Jacoby Podcast. Here we bring you some of the material found on Douglas's website in podcast form. We hope that as you listen, you're challenged to think about faith. Today, Douglas continues his series, 40 Days with James, now looking at The Untamable. For more on this episode, follow the link in the show notes to Douglas's website. Now here's today's teaching.
Welcome back to 40 Days with James. This is day 18, The Untamable. We've been talking about the tongue. That's the subject of the middle chapter of James. This chapter has special relevance for church leaders, although application to all of us. The tongue is enormously influential, can be, for better or worse, just as a little spark, which is minuscule compared to the forest fire that it develops into, or the rudder, which is quite small, or the bit, which is quite small in comparison to the horse or the ship. The body of Christ can be significantly influenced through the words of a single person. Now, James wants to make sure that his readers or his audience appreciate the seriousness of this issue. And so he offers more and more illustrations, two in the passage we'll read in a moment, and two more in the following few verses. And last, just by way of introduction, please keep in mind that James is speaking into an already tense situation, economically and politically. We've mentioned famine in the Holy Land in the middle of the first century, and a huge gap between the rich and the poor, and unfortunately, a lack of love, a lack of practical charity, even within the body of Christ. So there's that economic divide. And then politically, because some are advocating for violent overthrow of the Romans, and others are more, let's say, peacemakers or quietist in some way. And so there's huge division politically with all the rhetoric and ungracious speech that tend to follow that kind of a situation. Okay, that's just a little bit of the background. Now, here's our passage. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind. But no human can tame the tongue. It's a restless evil, full of deadly poison. Okay, right, those images come right together. I'm thinking of a sea creature with a long tongue that's full of poison. Let me read it again in case I was too fast. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It's a restless evil full of deadly poison. Have you ever tamed an animal? I used to have some fish. You ever have pet fish? I mean, you don't really tame them. I mean, you can. They learn if you're tapping the food in, they'll come to the surface to feed. But that's more like conditioning. It's not really training. Guinea pig, gerbils, rats. I'm trying to think of different pets I've had. Always grew up with dogs. A poodle who my father bought for my mother on Valentine's Day. Just shortly before I was born. It was one of my first relationships, a black French poodle, then a beautiful German shepherd. We had other dogs, and we still have a dog now. We've had cats. They're not so easy to train, are they? I find that rats are easier. Cats, not really. I guess it begs the question, am I open? Can I be trained? Is the Lord's discipline in my life welcome? But we're talking not about taming us, but taming the tongue. James mentions that there's no end to the harm we can cause with our tongues. He says it's a restless evil. And if we throw discretion to the winds and ignore God's word, that's exactly what can happen. The word poison comes to mind. Have our thoughts, have our words been poisonous? Wow, I mean, this is very intense stuff. I thought maybe it would be helpful if I could read a few proverbs on the tongue. This would be from the New Revised Standard Version. Please listen, because I think this ties in quite well. And one point I suppose I'm making is that much of the scripture is practical and focused on helping us with what we say, how we relate to others. And you'll find this not just in Proverbs, but God's word is just a treasure trove of fantastic material, which can really change our lives. There are six things the Lord hates, right? This is in Proverbs 6. Seven that are an abomination to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that hurry to run to evil, a lying witness who testifies falsely, and one who sows discord in the family. As we listen to those seven abominations, many are connected with what we say. In Proverbs 10, we read, "When words are many, transgression is not lacking, but the prudent are restrained in speech. The tongue of the righteous is choice silver. The mind of the wicked is of little worth." Chapter 12, "Rash words are like sword thrusts, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." Chapter 15, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise dispenses knowledge, but the mouths of fools pour out folly." 18, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits." 21, "To watch over mouth and tongue is to keep out of trouble." 25, "With patience a ruler may be persuaded, and a soft tongue can break bones." 26, "A lying tongue hates its victims, and a flattering mouth works ruin." 28, "Whoever rebukes a person will afterward find more favor than one who flatters with the tongue." And 31, "She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue." God's word has a lot to say about our speech. And if we're wise, we'll strive to pay attention to that. I know we don't want our tongues to be full of poison, but the truth is, we can use our tongue to poison relationships, to make it impossible for people to get at the truth. This is just very important material. I have a few practical ideas before we close, and also some questions. Let me begin with the questions in no particular order, and I'll put these in the notes in case you're interested in reproducing it. When I'm in a conversation, just imagine myself talking to a few other people, maybe not a huge group, but not just two. But in a conversation, do I usually dominate? Do others ever tell me I talk too much? Am I typically the loudest voice in the room? Do I always have to have the last word? Do I make unfavorable comments about other people, even if they're true? When I'm speaking on a complex or sensitive subject, have I done the appropriate research? Or do I tend to be careless with study, preparation, and attribution of sources? It's a question more for teachers. Do I ever use profanity? Do I ever use coarse language? When others talk, do they feel that I'm listening, or do they think I'm distracted? What do my children say about that? My spouse? Do I break confidences? Do I talk about people in front of others without their permission? Am I a flatterer? Am I tempted to answer direct questions dishonestly, or am I a man or woman of my word? Do I make promises that I fail to keep, or never intended to keep in the first place? Do I repeat third-hand information? Do I say hurtful things without recognizing it, or without distress once I've learned I have hurt someone? Do I ever lie, seek to deceive others, or shade the truth? Leaders, do others feel that I hear them out when they have criticism, suggestions, or other things on their heart? Speakers, do I tend to go overtime? Well, you can add to that list. Those are some questions about the tongue. And obviously, we all fall short. We all need to work on that. We'll never tame it, but we need to try to tame it. A few ideas on things we could work on almost immediately. Next time you notice a group of people gossiping, refuse to indulge. Ask, have you said this to this person? Have you verified this? And obviously, if it's sinful, have nothing to do with that. But something about gossip. You know, the proverb says it's like a choice morsel, goes down to the inmost bits. We kind of enjoy talking about other people, particularly people who maybe are in a high position. Another idea, this requires using technology, but it's to record myself and listen. How do I sound? How's my tone? Am I droning on? Am I easy to listen to? Am I whiny or positive? It could be an unpleasant experience listening to yourself. I've done it to myself a number of times. It's very humbling. A third idea, simply ask family and friends if they think I need to improve or how they think I need to improve in this area of the tongue. And the other idea, last idea, which I've already implied, is study the Proverbs. There are so many passages on this. I just read a handful. Well, next time, we're going to be looking at a passage that most churches ignore. But for now, would you pray with me? Lord, help us to submit our thoughts, our words to you. We all freely admit the difficulty of saying what we should say, not saying what we shouldn't say, of taming our tongue. Please help us, Lord. Help us not to be restless before we've caused trouble or to be poisonous in any way. Help us not to be inflammatory or to mislead, not just avoid falsehood, but help our lips to be pure. Help us to say what builds up. Help us to be like Jesus. Have the courage, but also the wisdom. We thank you so much for the example we have in him. Please continue to disciple us, Lord, through your powerful word and help us to tame our tongues. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed Douglas' teaching on 40 Days with James. For additional notes and resources, be sure to check out Douglas' website in the show notes. The website has hundreds of articles, podcasts, and videos for you to access for free. You can also become a premium subscriber and gain access to thousands of online resources from Douglas' teaching ministry. Thanks again for listening.